And I asked why that you had this walkway across here to go to this thing. This is a kitchen where people went to cook and eat, see? They said, well, the only thing, somebody made a remark to me, I don't know who it was, that this was fixed this way in case this got a fire that it wouldn't burn the house. But they wouldn't nothing to that because, really, you know, people might have thought that. But if this building here had got a fire as close as it would, well, I imagine 9 times out of 10 it would set this building on fire because this was about 15 feet.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't tear that down. Oh.
You see, I mean, I don't know. I think the idea back in those days to build these buildings like this was what they said. Somewhere they had got it that if the kitchen, see, this is where they did a lot of the cooking. See, the stove, you put wood in the stove then. It wasn't electric stove, no gas. But they put wood in here and cook. And if this part got a fire, then it wouldn't burn this up.
Mm-hmm.
Is the reason that they had it off to itself. This was one big room. There was no partitions in it. You had a table sitting over here. You had a stove here. Now, all these is wood shutters. This is a window with just a wood shutter that worked on hinges.
Mm-hmm.
This is a door back here, and then this was a door here,
mm-hmm.
and steps in front. See that?
Mm-hmm.
You did all your cooking and eating here, and you had what we call, now you said you was going to ask me, we had what we call a safe.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we put our food and kept it from one meal to the next. We didn't have a refrigerator. It was a cabinet type thing, just like this over here, with screen wire in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd set biscuits, cornbread, stuff in there like that. And then we had a big barrel. Let me tell you something here. You talking about these old oak barrels?
Mm-hmm.
We kept our cornmeal in this barrel. You know what a barrel is now? You know what I'm talking about? About 55 gallons capacity. We'd keep the cornmeal in there in this barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd reach in and take the cornmeal out and make these hoe cakes and corn pone that I'm talking about. But we kept it in a big barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time that my aunt lived with me and my grandmother. See, she took me and raised me when my mother died, and I'd got it then to be a boy. I don't know how old it was, but they say 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard her say one time, my aunt, she's living now over here. And she looked in that barrel. They was me and my grandmother and my aunt. Then my aunt married and then her husband come and they was four of us living together in this house. But they were three at one time. I heard my aunt say, she looked in that barrel. She says, meal is just about out.
Mm-hmm.
And then my old grandmother over here, she said, don't worry, the good Lord will provide. I said, well, one of these days I'm going to see a man with long beard and long hair pouring some meal in that barrel. I thought she said, you know, it was just a thought. It came to my mind. I says, I'm afraid to come in. See, it was a building all by itself. I says, I'm going to be afraid to go in here because I see this fellow. You know, there's some fear there.
Yeah.
And when I heard her say that, that's something that I've always remembered. She said that. But that was her faith that she had. Now, she would walk from here to Walsall, right down here in the heart of this little town.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it was measured, I think it's about 4 miles now by highway. But the way she walked, I'd say it was a good 4.5 or 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Now my grandmother died when she was about, I think, 68 or 69. But she didn't work any for a few years before she died. I'd say it's 60 years old to 65 now. I'm gonna put it that way. From 60 to 65, she walked. Now she didn't ride. No mewling wagon, no, she didn't ride a car. She walked by foot from here to sew in a sewing room. It was part of the WPA,
mm-hmm.
or PWA, or what you want to call it, back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
She would walk from here and sew and walk back home during the day to provide a livelihood. Now, she did this.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only income in that house at that time, see,
mm-hmm.
until my aunt married and her husband began to fish down at Panama City. He'd go out on the fish boats and he'd stay for a week or two at a time, then come in ever so often. But he started fishing and there was some more income coming into the town.